Our next story is from the Caribbean. It's about one of the hot subjects of songs at the moment, Barack Obama, who won a decisive victory in yesterday's North Carolina primary. Two pop songs from the region about Obama prompted the world's Marco Werman to wonder what the Caribbean makes of the presidential candidate.
Reggae music is often loaded with politically charged lyrics, but calypso was the first musical style from the islands known for political content. Take the great Trinidadian calypso star Mighty Sparrow. His first hit from 1956, Gene and Dinah, celebrated the departure of U.S. troops from Trinidad and the subsequent demise of prostitution there. Now, Mighty Sparrow is back with another political hit.
If you want it back, then vote Barack.
This is Mighty Sparrow's Barack the Magnificent, which is popular in Trinidad these days.
Stop the war. Stop genocide in Darfur. No matter what. Get health care for who have not.
Stop the war, stop genocide in Darfur, get health care to the uninsured. That's a pretty to-the-point summary of the issues. Mighty Sparrow's interest in the U.S. campaign is understandable. He's a naturalized American. But in the Caribbean, lots of locals are paying close attention to the presidential race, and to Barack Obama especially. This Jamaican man, for example, is pretty enthused about Obama.
I'm glad to see a black man. I like to see black people up there called black man time.
Say what? The BBC's Nick Davis, who's based in Jamaica, interprets for us.
He's glad to see a black man getting bigged up, to be putting forward this sort of face to the world that, you know, black people can actually go forward and can rule and be effective leaders. And he was just very proud of that more than anything else.
Davis says there's intense interest in the American presidential race in Jamaica because of a close relationship between the two countries.
This country's largest source of foreign exchange comes from remittances, billions of dollars of that sent from the United States. What happens there with its economy affects us. Environmentally, what happens in the US affects Jamaica because it's so close. They're aware that in some way their lives are shaped by the administration which comes in only a few months' time.
But just because a couple of Caribbean musicians are writing songs in praise of Barack Obama doesn't mean that everyone there is rooting for him. Here are a couple more Jamaicans who spoke to the BBC's Nick Davis.
We can't just say, yes, it's going to be good because he's black and I'm black. It can be the worst thing ever happened for black people. Yeah, it can be the biggest disgrace for black people. And it can also be the best thing ever happened for black. So I'm just saying, let's hope and wait and see.
You don't know some black man at breadfruit.
Explain breadfruit.
Again, I asked Nick Davis to interpret, to explain what that man meant by Barack Obama being a breadfruit, the potato-like staple produced by the breadfruit tree.
When it's roasted, it gets covered in charcoal and burnt on the outside. When you cut into it, it's white on the inside. So black on the outside, white on the inside. And that's the euphemism which is used here to describe someone who their main motivation may not actually be towards the black communities. So they want to see if Barack Obama does come in, they want to see what he's made of. What will he do to enhance the community here, the Jamaicans who live here? Will he make a difference to their day-to-day lives?
Obama may be considered breadfruit to some, but not to Coco T. Coco T is a fisherman in Jamaica and a popular reggae singer.
Make no mistake, it's the changes. Where all the people them need. Them a shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama. Oh, oh, them say Barack Obama.
That's Coco T's just released single, Barack Obama. Here's the BBC's Nick Davis again.
It's quite a basic, simple reggae one-drop tune, but, you know, it's not the thing which is a staple of the charts here in Jamaica. The tune will make waves, that people are aware of it, but it's not going to be taking the number one spot anytime soon.
Maybe not, but it's better, or at least fresher, than hearing that ubiquitous YouTube video, Obama Girl, for the umpteen millionth time. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Barack Obama, whoa.